Now, it is time for one of my favourite segments here on the show. It's called Swimming Upstream. So we take a look at some of the most bingeable content on our streaming services so that we all have something to watch going into the week ahead, watch or listen to or read or all sorts of wonderful things. Now, I'm joined in studio by two of our wonderful producers. We've got Rachel, we've got Miriam. Ladies,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have two really different offerings for us this week. Rachel, what have you got for us?
I've got The Great Hack on Netflix.
I loved this documentary.
Me too.
It's a good one.
I did enjoy it. It was very interesting for like someone who's not particularly tech-minded.
No.
It was really interesting.
So it's all about the Cambridge Analytica hack.
Scandal, yes. Yeah. The scandal and its involvement in the US election.
Yeah.
And it's sort of told through the eyes of several people who are involved in the scandal and like the whistleblowers in it. And it's basically about like the dark side of social media and how social media data can be used basically against you, and not even with your knowledge, like just by someone else accepting something. If you're friends with them, they can get your information, and how that was used to target people in the lead up to the US election,
yeah,
as well as Brexit and everything, yeah, like that. It's quite terrifying.
I'd love to know what data points companies have on me. Because they said they had, what was it, like 5,000 data points on every American, yeah, citizen. And at the end, there was a quote that was like, by the time a child is 18, they'll have 70,000 data points.
And there's nothing
on them
you can do about it.
No, there's no rights to digital privacy. But I want to know what they know about
me.
Well,
you can actually download your Facebook data.
Yeah.
So it isn't everything, but it's fairly...
Yeah, fairly comprehensive, right?
Yes.
It's crazy to know.
I found the scary part was that they had every single IP address that I'd ever,
yeah,
used with Facebook. So every location I'd ever used on Facebook,
oh my
essentially.
God, no.
It's crazy. Like, but I think I've been quite naive with it to a point. Like, when, you know, last year when all this came out about Facebook data and everything, and I was always the one who was sort of like, well, who cares? What are you actually going to get? Because I don't have any real personal info on Facebook or anything. I post about 3 statuses a day, but they're all just like jokes. There's nothing worth reading.
Yeah.
And I was always like, well, what's it matter? Like, you know, hack me all you want. But then it's the things you don't think about. It's not kind of like they think they're going to get your bank details. It's far more like insidious than that. And watching this documentary, I was quite taken aback by, like, as you said, like every IP address you've ever used, just like the way they targeted people in America was like they worked out which, like if you were a swing voter, like you weren't decided each side, and then basically just like pumped propaganda onto your Facebook and that. So you thought you were watching news, but it was like targeted propaganda. So you would vote one way to try and swing
you. It's
crazy,
right?
It was quite insane.
It's a great documentary. Really, really good watch. Really like one that makes you tick. Now, super other end of the spectrum. Miriam, what have you been watching this week?
All right, so I've been under the web this week and I've been re-binging something I watched, I think, when I was a kid or a teen, and it is called Dance Academy.
Oh, my word. So tell us all about Dance Academy.
All right, well, it is it's an Aussie teen drama, and it's about a bunch of kids who are... So in this, I don't know what the reality is, but in this series, they have this Royal Australian Ballet Company and they're all selected for it and they go to this intensive training program. And it's just wonderfully cheesy and
it is, isn't it?
Quite ridiculous at times, but there's dance numbers.
Yeah.
And there's romance and there's heartbreak. It's everything you need if you just need to switch off.
Yeah, it really is. I remember watching this as a kid, but I can't say I've watched it recently.
So the I'm being shamed here, guys.
No, not at all. Final episode aired in 2013.
Yeah, okay.
You've
got some facts.
It started in 2010, yes. So that's the time period that we're dealing with.
So you're a bit behind the game, but...
No, it's a rewatch.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
So it was like, did you guys ever see... I don't know if you were ABC Kids, but I definitely was.
I was a big ABC Kids fan.
I think it was called Blue Water High. That was definitely my favorite. That was number one.
I love
We actually
Blue
have the
Water
DVDs
High.
Of that. Oh. Literally yesterday, yeah, my mum pulled out all the DVDs at like my parents' house of Blue Water High and were like, do we need these? And I was like, of course,
yes,
we need these.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't throw out Blue Water High.
Just good
ridiculous.
Price.
Exactly. They are a collector's
yes.
item. Now, I have kind of a teen drama as well to chat about
week.
Because I watched The Edge of 17, which is currently on Stan. Mm-hmm. It stars Hailee Steinfeld and Woody Harrelson. Interesting combination, but that's okay. We won't hold that against them. And it's kind of a coming of age high school teen drama about this girl who thinks that, yeah, very typical teenager. She has had some like horrible things happen to her in her life, but you know, the world revolves around her. Everything's terrible. Nothing's fair. And her best friend falls in love with her twin brother and hilarity ensues. But it's also a very very touching film, very deep film. It covers a lot of issues. I found it very funny, but I cried a lot as well. And I don't know if that's a little bit of a hormonal response from me or if it is a genuinely sad film. We don't know, which is fine. It got a 94% tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes and an 83% audience score. So people like it. And it grossed something ridiculous I read, like $14 million at the box office.
Wow.
Which is a fair...
It's really familiar.
Yeah, it's a decent chunk of change. And it made a bit of a splash when it first came out because it was... a quirky teen drama. But it's actually got some substance. It's not anything that I would assume would be nominated for an Academy Award, and it was not. But it's an interesting film and great performances from everyone involved. Some really good acting in it. Hayley Steinfeld's fantastic.
This
Woody
is
Harrelson's fantastic.
Relevant and not at all relevant, but one of my good friends, Casey, looks exactly like Hayley Steinfeld, and every time she's brought
That's
up, I think of that.
She's beautiful. Right? That's not fair.
It is like a doppelganger too. I remember reading like a magazine and Hayley Steinfeld was in it, and I like sent a photo to her because I was like, I thought
That's
this was you.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
The only celebrity anyone's ever told me I look like is Kate Sobrano, Australian singer from like 2000, early 2000s.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, no, it's...
But I know
I wouldn't
who you
say
are.
I wouldn't say it's a diss, but I wouldn't say it's a huge compliment because not a really famous celebrity.
Could be worse. I have a friend and she was told by someone she works with that she looks like Tim Minchin. So...
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And by that, they mean extremely talented.
Talented. Yeah. Right. You look like you'd be great at piano.
Yeah, you look like a great pianist. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.